It's Friday.
And that means it's 7:02 Unplugged.
7:02 Unplugged time, and I'm so excited. But I have to give you guys some background information, right? So in a previous life of mine, those of you who know, music was actually my first love and part of the first profession that I got into. And at some point, I got to adjudicating iStedfords. And while I was adjudicating iStedfords, I got introduced to this lovely singer. And I ended up being her vocal coach. And then this young woman leaves school, goes to America to create a whole career for herself. And to my surprise, my producer's like, guess who our guest for tomorrow is? And it is my student. So I'm exceptionally proud. Ashlyn Gray, who is a singer-songwriter from South Africa, based in LA, who's come out with a new single called T-Shirt. We're going to be playing it for you. Ashlyn, I'm so proud of you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to see you. It's been way too many years.
You literally are like a grown woman now, and I still have a mug that you bought me from New York.
Oh, no way.
Yes, I do.
Isn't that funny?
Yes, I do. Well, you are one of my very few students, and I obviously cherish the times that we had together. But this is so crazy. Maybe share with the listeners, you know, what was it you've had to sacrifice to be where you are? Because we've just come out of the matrix getting their results and people are still trying to figure out what to do with life. You didn't actually go to school for matric. What did you do?
Well, I ended up taking those last 2 years of normal high school and homeschooling myself in order to give myself a little bit more of what I would call a balanced career/high school experience. So I was kind of going 50-50 at that point. And I had to sacrifice, just a normal life for those last 2 years, kind of just going straight into the working professional. Okay, there's actually a schedule that we need to follow. And if we don't, a lot of people are going to be disappointed. So I went straight into that at 16 years old. And it was hard, but it was so worth it looking back now. Yes. I think about all those different lessons that I had to take over the weekends and go through to like 8-9 p.m. doing writing sessions. It's all worth it because, you know, you reap what you sow at the end of the day.
Yes. So
hopefully those metrics are being set.
what made you choose LA to be the place you wanted to set up and not New York, for instance?
It all came down to the contacts that I was making, and everything just kept on lining up to Los Angeles. All the people that I've met over the years, the manager that I signed to is actually based in LA. And that's what really catapulted the whole decision to move over to America, was that someone was really interested in kind of boosting my career, and who would I be to say no to that opportunity?
Yes.
So I kind of just took it and ran with it. And I've ended up staying here and kind of making this my second home for the past 3.5 years, and I've loved every second of it. I just miss South Africa so much.
Yes. So let's talk about T-Shirt, your latest single. And I mean, you are very active on social media, so I definitely urge all of you listening to head over to Ashlyn's Instagram, and you can see some of the great content that she makes, because you're also quite a visual person. Now talk to us about that single and what it is an ode to, because you love to write about love, not just the love with another person, but also love for yourself.
Yes. So, this is just coming off of the best friend single where we were talking about loving yourself. And then it kind of went into this place where I hadn't really written a lot about love, because I've kind of kept that private. And all of a sudden, I found myself in a long distance relationship for over 6 months. My boyfriend had to leave Los Angeles to go to London during COVID. And we were actually, it was almost like we were banned from seeing each other. There were no flights that we could have taken with my passport and his passport. And it ended up being 15 months where we just haven't seen each other. And we were still holding on to the hope of this relationship. And it kind of just came out. The song is all about the fact that you have to wear your loved one's T-shirt in order to be close to them, because there are things stopping you from being together in real life, and just hanging on to that hope of one day we'll be back together again. And, you know, it kind of works with, you know, I know I wear my dad's T-shirts a lot of the time when I miss him, or it's just that feeling of, of longing and a little bit of heartbreak all merging into one song. And that's how T-shirt was kind of born.
So what would you like, you know, fans, listeners, prospective fans to take out of Ashlyn Gray's music and your sound?
I just love writing about everyday things that we all go through. And sometimes I need someone to say, oh, do you know what? I'm going through that right now. I've gone through that. I feel you. I understand you. And I'd love to be there for other people and to have other people kind of relate to me in the same way, because I know we're all going through so much, especially over the past 2 years. And hopefully people kind of feel like they have a relatable friend somewhere in my music. And, you know, that's where I kind of bring them that singer, songwriter, pop. You know, we could be around the fire right now singing the song and it wouldn't be out of place. That's what I hope people feel. A little touch of home and friendship and, you know, just that little sprinkle of Ashlyn Gray.
So tell us about where we can find your music and where we can find your content.
It's all over. I mean, if you like listening to Spotify, Apple Music, catch me on Instagram. I'm going to be kind of just being a little bit more vulnerable and sharing more of my story as 2022 goes on. So I'd love for everyone to kind of connect with me over there.
And are you on YouTube? Can people also check out your videos on YouTube?
Yes, ma'am. We did a beautiful music video for T-shirt up in Lake, Big Bear Lake, and it was really cool. Actually, we created this whole bedroom scene, and I would love for you to actually go check it out. And we made a bedroom outside in a random field right next to a lake. It was very cool. We even had some wolves come visit us. It was the weirdest experience, but one for the books.
That is Ashlyn Gray, spelled A-S-H-L-I-N-N Gray with an A and not a Y. Head over to the socials and see what she's got for you. But coming up is Ashlyn's music.